fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 17th day of May. Prepper tip of the day. It has to do with health. It's related, health-related. That's cast iron cookware. Most people know that cast iron cookware is a great way to cook and will basically last forever if properly taken care of. What most people don't know is that when you cook food in cast iron cookware, there's healthy minerals that get absorbed into the food. That's right. How about that? So as of today, we now have cast iron cookware on my website under survival and tactical gear at thelibertyman.com. You can check that out. Good quality cast iron cookware that your great-great-grandchildren could still be using if properly taken care of and have healthier food. I understand I'm no cook, far from it, but my understanding is the best chefs like to use cast iron cookware when they cook also, so check that out. We have open lines this hour. Take your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. I was talking last hour with Professor McKinney about the bronze statue of General Beauregard, Confederate States of America, being removed out of New Orleans. It's a sad comment on the ignorance, the absolute ignorance of the majority of Americans about their own history, about the willingness of public officials, elected officials, to cave in to pressure from people who don't know history, or if they do, they're willing to ignore their knowledge of history. One of the things the communists did when they took over any country was to erase the history of that country, to marginalize the history of that country, so people would not remember their own history and be more subject to a manipulation by the communists who took over the country. I know, for example, in China, one of the first things the communists did when they took over China was to begin emphasizing the make-believe, no-evidence theory of evolution, that one species can become another species, that part of evolution. They needed to do that. They needed to break the Chinese beliefs in reality, which is human beings are now and always have been human beings. We did not evolve from another species. No, far from it. When it comes to the Confederate States of America and the United States of America, two different countries, you hear the mantra that Lincoln preserved the Union. Well, the Union was already broken. He didn't preserve anything. Confederate States of America, when the war began, was already a freestanding, independent nation with a constitution, elected representatives to their House and to their Senate. They had a postal service, a currency, defined borders, and so forth. All the things that a free and independent nation has. Was slavery legal in the Confederate States of America? Yes, it was. Was slavery illegal in the United States of America? Yes, it was. This is the part of history people don't know. People believe the United States of America fought the Confederate States of America because of slavery. If that was true, which it's not, if that was true, then slavery by definition would have been illegal in the United States of America. Wouldn't it? The 17 states of the United States of America. Well, guess what? It was not illegal. In fact, the slave markets were open for business, and men and women, boys and girls, were bought and sold in the United States of America all during the Civil War in the four states of Missouri, Kentucky, Maryland, and Delaware. So how in the world could this have been a war regarding slavery if it was still legal to buy and sell human beings in Missouri, Kentucky, Maryland, and Delaware? How could that possibly be? Well, obviously, it could not be. Here's the real deal. Money. Money, money, money. You ever watch the musical Cabaret? There's a song in there, Money Makes the World Go Around. The 13 states that comprise the Confederate States of America, they were the money-making machine for the rest of the country. That's where the money was coming from. The tax revenue from those 13 states is what was funding the United States of America, for the most part, not entirely, obviously. And that tax revenue was being spent in the northern states, not in the southern states. And quite frankly, people paying those taxes, we're fed up. They were tired of it. Here we are, working hard, generating all this income, paying taxes to the United States of America, and what do we get out of it? Platitudes. The money's being spent up north, not being spent down here. And they were tired of it. That was the real reason for the Confederate States of America, for these states leaving the United States of America to join with the Confederate States of America. That was the real reason, not slavery. Clearly, obviously, it could not and was not slavery. If it was, slavery would have been made illegal in the United States of America. It was not illegal in the United States of America. It was openly practiced, open for business in the United States of America, the states of Missouri, Kentucky, Maryland, and Delaware. So we're being lied to, ladies and gentlemen. They're saying that General Beauregard's statue in New Orleans that was being removed last night under cover of darkness, they say that General Beauregard represented slavery. No. Both governments represented slavery, United States of America and Confederate States of America. That was a non-issue. The United States of America invaded a sovereign country, the Confederate States of America. Now, I'm no Civil War expert, far from it. I do know that when the officer, the Confederate States of America, the CSA officer, ordered the bombardment, the artillery fire on Fort Sumter, he did so without authority from his higher-ups. He was outside of chain of command when he did that. I know that much. I also know that Confederate States of America offered apologies and to reconcile after that improper firing on Fort Sumter, which was rejected. The Confederate States of America did not want war with the United States of America. They did not want that. They did not seek it. They were doing everything they could to stop it. It was rejected from by President Lincoln for the following reason. President Lincoln wanted to reincorporate that new country back into the United States to get that tax revenue back. That's what he wanted. He could have given a darn Tinker's Dam about slavery. In fact, President Lincoln owned slaves himself. And President Lincoln's goal at the end of the Civil War, which of course he was assassinated, he was going to remove all the African Americans from the United States. Every one of them. He was going to remove all of them. That was his goal. We have a caller on hold here. We got Paul in New Jersey. Good morning, Paul.
Hello. Hello, John.
Go ahead.
John, isn't it ironic that if Abraham Lincoln had removed all the blacks from the United States, those statues would be remaining where they are in New Orleans as we speak? Because this is a demographic issue. The fact of the matter is, you're not going to get the Latino immigrants to worship our white ancestors. It's never going to happen.
Well, we don't worship our ancestors. We respect them and honor what they did, but we don't worship them. But go ahead, Paul.
Well, the word worship does mean respect, one of the meanings of worship. But the point is, it's a demographic issue. We have to be backed by our people. And if the white people move out of New Orleans and surrender to it, partly because of civil rights laws and not allowing people to rent where they want to rent and affirmative action and all the rest, you have this burgeoning underclass promoted to have large families through welfare and communist redistribution. And there's no demographic support for those statues, then the new people who take over, the new, brown wave, they're going to erase your history and they're going to erase your heroes. And they're also going to erase the Constitution itself, as I argue. You can bring these immigrants in here. That doesn't mean they're going to like our ancestors. And as a matter of fact, I would argue that these immigrants are going to be embarrassed by our history or hate our history deep down, because they're going to look at the statues of Washington, Jefferson, and they're going to say, oh, our noses don't look like those noses. We don't look like those people at all. We don't look like that painting of George Washington. We're brown-skinned. And it comes down to a simple formula as that.
There's an excellent movie. I want to interrupt you for a moment here, Paul. There's an excellent film that addresses part of what you're saying when it comes to demographics. And I haven't mentioned this for a while, and I don't know if you've seen it or not. But the excellent movie that gets into this very topic is called Idiocracy. Have you seen it,
Paul? Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Isn't it a hoot? But it uses comedy to make a very strong point in the real world. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have not seen the film, one-word title, Idiocracy. I encourage you to watch it, because among all the other issues we deal with, if society is allowed to move forward untampered with by World War III or some other horrendous event such as Planet X wiping out the coastlines, if society moves forward in its current manner, the prognosis of idiocracy will come to pass, won't it, Paul?
It's happening in slow motion, and the media is highly responsible for it. By the way, the fellow who wrote that movie was a white Gentile from Texas, right? The same guy who did Judd, I think is his name. He did Beavis and Butthead also. And so, but the reality is, America is not going to be America if it becomes, I argue, a non-white nation. And so, really, the only way to save America is we have to promote a higher white birth rate. And one of the methods I urge people to do, is especially elderly people, is to reward your fertile children and grandchildren, right, through your through inheritance, and coerce the young girls and the young people to basically, if they don't give you grandchildren, I'll give my will money and the inheritance to people who do, white people who do. And if we use that as a means to help promote the white birth rate, I think that's effective. Because I've seen that in my life, in my circumstances, where they'll will the money to any descendant, and these descendants are spoiled, and they feel no reason to procreate. And so there has, it's getting desperate. I mean, we don't want to take up arms. We don't want any secessionist movements. But as I argue, the immigrants are going to have no respect for our Constitution, except when it suits their purpose. You know, they'll pull it out of their hat for rhetorical means. But they're really, as I say, do you see really Chinese people down there protesting against taking down those statues? Do you see Indians? Do you see Latinos in that crowd with the torches led by, I think it was Spencer, the other day, against taking down the statues? No. No,
not at all.
That's what I'm saying. These immigrants, they're not our friends. To think that they're the innocent people and they're just going to assimilate, they're never going to assimilate. So if you want
to... No desire to.
Right, and as I said, they're always going to deep down think, those are not my ancestors who founded this nation, and they're going to feel left out. And there's nothing that can replace it. They can never be us, is what it comes down to. This is something Jared Taylor says. We have a right to be us, and they can never be us.
Okay. Awesome. Very, very good comment. We appreciate the call. Thank you for the call.
Day.
We appreciate it. Okay. The call number is 800-313-9443. The film Idiocracy. It segues between what appear to be interviews with real people, which, of course, these are actors, but they give that appearance, and a storyline, which is basically science fiction. But the premise of the film is that we have created a society that rewards and encourages less intelligent, less productive people to have lots of babies, and penalizes and discourages very bright, very productive people from having babies. That's what that's a true fact. And if you're around bright, productive people, young people under age 50, we'll find that's frequently the case. And if you're around people who are not so bright and produce nothing of any consequence, you see that they're having lots of babies. That's a provable, demonstrable fact. It is. It is. And what the film does is give a science fiction account of what would happen as that continued on for maybe a century or two centuries into the future. It's a fascinating film. It's funny, but it's very, very, stimulates a lot of very meaningful thought on the part of the people who watch it. We got a caller on hold here. We got a break coming up. We got Steve in Texas. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good day, guys. I just wanted to talk about something that PBS put out about, I don't know, it was about 10 years ago. It was a documentary called The Last Slaves. And it was a documentary about the North after, you know, the Emancipation Proclamation. The slaves in the South were set free and they were wandering around and stuff. But up in the North, the slaves were never freed.
Well, I need to correct you, Steve. The Emancipation Proclamation did not free the slaves in the Confederate States of America because it was still a freestanding country. And you're absolutely right. The Emancipation Proclamation did not free the slaves in the United States of America, Missouri, Kentucky, Maryland, and Delaware. Go ahead, sir. Hold on through the break here, Steve. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome Homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 17th of May. Steve, let's continue with your comments, sir.
Anyhow, the PBS documentary, which I haven't seen since, talked about the North and how they retained their slaves up into places like Ohio, Pennsylvania, Maryland, even Massachusetts and Maine. And a lot of them didn't, well, they could not read. So they did know what was really going on. They were just told what they were told, and they took that. But they were not even really told that they were free until the late 1800s. And some, upwards of the early 1900s, weren't even freed. And when they were told that they could do what they wanted to do, pretty much they really didn't want to go anywhere because they had homes, they had nice clothes. They had food. If they had left, they didn't have anything to do, nowhere to go. And this is a rare, I've never seen this documentary ever again on PBS. But if you could look it up in their archives, I think it'll be an eye opener as to the difference between the Confederate states and the Northern federal states. That's how they really truly treated the black slaves at that time.
Right. Well, I made a note of that, and I'll check it out, Steve. Appreciate it. Anything else,
sir? That'll be it.
Okay, thank you. Next, we go to Mark in Texas. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, John.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey, what was the name of that caller you just had, the one before?
Paul in New Jersey?
Paul in New Jersey,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
I got a little bit of an issue with what he was saying. I am of Latino descent, Hispanic, Mexican-American, whatever they call it. But, you know, I am an American first. I don't care what anybody says, what anybody calls me. I am an American first. Always have been. And most of my family are. A lot of my friends are. And I can understand what he's talking about. A lot of the, my family's three generations, and a lot of the people that are coming over now, they come over because they come over with disrespect. They,
right.
They're only looking
right.
for free handouts. They didn't come like a lot of the other people who might have come earlier or
right.
try to come legally and try to, and they want to become
Mark.
An American.
Right. Mark, let me help you out here. Paul's up in New Jersey, and the demographics there are far different than where you are. In fact, many Mexicans fought with the Caucasians at the Alamo. And you know, in a war for independence from Mexico, and I know, the Latinos who came here and did the right things, went through all the proper paperwork and so forth to become properly documented, and they've been here for one, two, three generations. They're the ones more upset with the illegal immigrants than native-born Caucasian Americans. Aren't they, Mark?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I compete with them directly, and it makes a big difference. You know, I mean, when you're competing them against directly, and they come in and bring prices down and everything, I understand what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah, a little follow up here. A friend of mine, he was a manager for a nationwide Mexican restaurant chain. And he was shocked after he got his position as a manager that once a week, management representatives would come by and collect weekly payoffs from the illegal aliens working at the restaurant in cash. How about that?
Oh, wow.
Pretty shocking.
Yeah.
Pretty shocking, but it's true. Yes. Okay. Well, Mark, anything else? We appreciate the call, sir. Anything else?
Yeah. Well, I just kind of felt like he was lump sumping everybody brown into one.
Well, his vision is what he sees in New Jersey, which isn't what you have in Texas, and so he's kind of expanding on what he saw personally, as opposed to what's going on in other. The country. Mark, thank you, call. We appreciate the call.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Okay, we've got a bottom of the hour break coming up here momentarily. The call number is 800-313-9443. And that's true of most people. Most of the time, we tend to view the world through the lenses of our experience. Or how else could you? And something I'll frequently talk about, like when it comes to Americans and their knowledge and expectations of dealing with the Chinese. And I'll say the following. You're thinking like an American. Well, how else could they think? That's what they are. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Tara Moore here on Wednesday, the 17th of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Our project, and it's our project, I could not possibly do this by myself, to recover images of continents with new coastlines continues to move forward. Let me click on my website real quick here. My website is thelibertyman.com. Scroll down the left side. And you have to go down quite a ways. And here it says, global sea level rise. Coincidence or foreshadow? And listen to this list of TV shows and movies and murals in public places. Film The Godfather. The TV show, 1957, Highway Patrol. Superman. A Beautiful Mind. Superman Returns. NCIS. We still don't have a crystal clear image, but it's on that it's on that TV show a lot. TV show from 1955, Captain Midnight. Movie, Elysium. TV show, Dancing with the Stars. And a mural at a Japanese restaurant in Austin, Texas. You find an image with a continent with new coastlines, get that to me, and you get your choice of any of my DVDs as a thank you. This has been going on now for 62 years, going back to 1955, and at this point, I think the list is just going to keep growing. That's my opinion based on what I've seen so far. Also on my website, on the right side, you'll find the energy cleaner for sale. No, it's not the silver bullet. If you get an energy cleaner, you're still going to have to make lifestyle changes, dietary changes, attitude changes, exercise changes, all those things. But the energy cleaner will help. I use mine every night. I'm pretty active around the ranch here. Yesterday I was out with the line trimmer going around the place here, the ranch, and using the brush hog, which is not all that athletic, but it does take some energy. And, I went to bed with a couple of aches and pains, woke up pain-free this morning. I did. Ready to go. Ready to hit it again. You can also get yourself an energy cleaner, pick out a mattress pad to go with it, and you're good to go. All the details are at my website. You can use PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line. Here it is, 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Okay, we'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. You notice when I, maybe you didn't notice, but I'm going to point it out to you, when I mentioned the film Idiocracy, I did not mention race. Race is not relevant to the concept of financially rewarding and encouraging people who aren't terribly bright and aren't productive to have babies. Race is not relevant. Race is not relevant when our society discourages very bright, very productive people from having babies. There's no relevance to race there. That's not the issue. The issue is these programs, our society, and what we're doing. Discouraging the best and brightest, most productive men and women from having babies, and encouraging the least productive, not terribly bright people to have as many babies as they can. Long term, that will destroy a society. Long term. Short term, in a country as large as ours, we'll get by okay. But long term, the demographics skew towards a very disastrous outcome. Very disastrous. Now, the film we mentioned earlier, Idiocracy, it's a movie. It's entertainment. It's part reality and part fiction, science fiction. But it certainly stimulates some thought. If you haven't seen it, I encourage you to watch it. Be a 2 hour, I don't know how long the film is, an hour and a half, 2 hours. Most movies are hour and a half to 2 hours. It's worth that amount of time to stimulate some thought and think about this matter. So I encourage you to do so. Getting a lot of very positive feedback from our new feature Monday, Firearms Monday, with Jimmy down there in Arizona. I know I got the feedback I got before from when Jimmy was on a couple of times, and then, of course, my friend Sam Andrews. The demographics of my show is that men and women want to learn and hear about anything and everything to do with firearms, rifles, shotguns, pistols, firearms laws, the gun culture, ammunition, optics, all those things. And so that's going to be a fun segment to move forward with on Mondays. We continue to get good feedback from our Thursday special when we only talk for 24 minutes about the energy cleaner. Save, literally, not figuratively, literally saving people's lives. I had lunch with Ann Morrison on Monday, and Ann has decided to move on with her life and no longer do radio, at least for the time being. That could change, but for the time being, that's the way it is. And I also met with Dr. Myers Monday, and he had some new recommendations for me to improve my health and energy, and I can already tell the difference. People ask me, well, what do you do, John? Well, what I do is customized for John Moore. It may or may not be what you need. And that's what Dr. Myers does. He analyzes and does his diagnostic procedures and finds out precisely what each client of his needs in terms of nutrition. There's no such thing as a one-size-fits-all recommendation. There are certain exceptions, things not to consume, of course, such as wheat, unless it's organic wheat. But we just recently found out just a few days ago about this new protein in wheat that it goes right to the opiate receptors in your brain. And I'm not sure how to pronounce it. I would pronounce it gliadin. Gliadin, it's Golf, Lima, India, Alpha, Delta, Echo, November. Gliadin protein. It's a new protein. It never used to be in wheat. But now it's in there, in this Frankenstein wheat that's coming from wherever it's coming from, Monsanto or one of those places. And when the gliadin protein stimulates the opiate receptors in your brain, it makes you, guess what, want to eat more of it. So Americans are consuming, that eat wheat, are consuming another 400-plus calories per day as a consequence that they would not be consuming otherwise. Now, that adds up over time. 400 calories a day, every day, 7 days a week. Oh, yeah, that adds up. We're killing ourselves. We, the American people, we are killing ourselves with what we eat. A lot of it is simple and inexpensive to stop doing what you're doing and start doing the right things. Virtually all commercial wheat, which is almost all of it, is not organic and harmful. So, hey, stop eating the wheat. That's pretty simple. My doctor at the time, it wasn't Dr. Myers, was a different doctor, chiropractor, who specialized in nutrition. It's been worth about 14 years ago. He did diagnostics on me. He says, John, you need to stop eating the wheat. Yeah. So I did. He didn't tell me what the benefits would be. I'm not sure he knew himself. But within 4 to 5 weeks, I'd lost 20 pounds, which was a lot for a guy my size. So I was right at about 195 or so. 185, 195, and went down to 165. None of my clothes fit. But I felt a lot better and had more energy when I lost that 20 pounds. So I think almost everybody probably needs to stop eating wheat at this time. I know about 14 years ago, I was really disappointed to hear I had to stop eating wheat. But it turns out almost everything that is made from wheat and is also made from other things such as rice, for example. So it really wasn't too much of a hardship. There's now gluten-free, wheat-free pasta, for example, that you can get, just as one example. Water. You heard Professor McCanny talking about water? Very few city water supplies are fit for human consumption, in my opinion. There probably are some. I'm not aware of them. If your water supply has anything in it other than water, the chlorine will gas out. If you put a pitcher full of water with chlorine in it on your kitchen counter, the chlorine will gas out in an hour or two. So it's not too much of an issue. But these other chemicals they put in there are very harmful. Very harmful. And it takes special filters to get them out. And do what you got to do, you know, to have clean, pure water. The whole premise of lead in the water is a smoke and mirrors problem that is not really being addressed by the real cause, because it would be too scary and too expensive to do anything about it. So it's not. There was a lawsuit in Washington, D.C. about that, but I think it got swept under the rug. I haven't heard anything. I haven't checked it out for years, but I think it got swept under the rug. So have clean water with no chemicals in it, none at all. Spring water is the best because of all the minerals. If you can get access to spring water, you're far better off. You do not want to drink distilled water. It's dead. There's no minerals in it. It's really, and you can't make up the difference. You simply can't. I know somebody who's doing it with their children, and the children have massive issues with their teeth. And I think that as they get active in the athletics, they're probably going to start having problems with broken bones because they've drank nothing but distilled water their entire lives, these youngsters. Very, very harmful. Fresh fruits and vegetables, that's where it's at. Meat in moderation, no shellfish. In fact, no fish at all unless you know for certain where it came from. Fish coming out of the Pacific Ocean probably have levels of radiation. Pond-raised fish or trout would probably be a good choice. There's a lot to this nutrition thing. Nuances that are difficult to understand, difficult to know. That's why pretty much my entire adult life, I've gone to chiropractors specializing in nutrition. It's worked out pretty good for me. I can't promise that would be the case for you, but it's worked out very well for me. And I'm very glad of it. My first chiropractic visit would have been in the early to mid-1970s, probably around 73 or 74, more than 40 years ago. I had a really bad hay fever in the spring. It was horrendous. I didn't want to take the medication because of the way it affected my brain, slowing down my brain. And a friend of mine said, well, you need to check out this chiropractor. He's helped me, so I did. I went there one time. I got one adjustment and some nutritional advice, and I haven't had any hay fever issue since. I haven't. It's just that's all it took. Adjusting my spine one time and nutritional advice, hey, I'm good to go. No more hay fever issues. So, pretty much anywhere in the country, I believe you can find a chiropractor who specializes in nutrition. This whole healthcare debate, now there's some more smoke and mirrors. What most Americans call healthcare, I want nothing to do with. They can keep their medical doctors who diagnose symptoms and make symptoms go away, or at least appear to go away, with pharmaceutical prescriptions. I don't call that healthcare, and the statistics back me up. Where there's more than 30 countries that have a longer average lifespan than the United States. None of them spend as much money per person per year on healthcare as the United States does. Some of these are third world countries, ladies and gentlemen. Dirt roads and no electricity. And these people have a longer lifespan than we do? What's wrong with that picture? Something's very wrong, and something's very broken. All this discussion about health care and health insurance. Well, if you're not healthy as a consequence of health insurance and health care, what's the point if you're not healthy at the end of the day? Sit on a bench in front of Walmart and watch the people walk by. And you tell me how many adults have a pleasant expression on their face, their height, weight, proportionate, have good posture, look like they can walk with ease and no pain. How many adults out of all the ones you... It's going to be a small percentage that meet that criterion. Height, weight, proportionate, pleasant expression, good skin color, walking without any difficulty. Going to be a small, it's not going to be anywhere near even half. It'll be a fairly small percentage. I'm going to say 15-20%, maybe, on a good day, maybe. That's pretty dismal. You hear all these platitudes about the United States being the greatest country on the planet, the wealthiest country, and so forth. Now, I'll be going to Europe in July to receive the Prague Peace Prize, my first trip to Europe. I've had friends who've been, it's amazing how many people I've met in the last 3 weeks who've been to Prague. They all describe it as a beautiful city. I'm sure it is. Of course, one reason for that is we didn't bombed the hell out of it in World War II. Thank goodness they escaped that disaster. But I'm looking forward to meeting the Czech people and other people in Europe. I may be there several weeks if more speaking engagements come up. I may not. We'll see. Visiting with them, get to know them, see the how they live, their culture, what they eat, what they do, their pastimes, and so forth. I'll be there at least a week. It'll be a good visit, and looking forward to it. I think I'll have a very dramatic wake-up call when I get there as to observing their population compared to ours. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com. I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 17th of May. You know, drinking water that doesn't have sodium fluoride in it is pretty important. Pretty important. Sodium fluoride has no benefit for your teeth whatsoever, none. Plus, it weakens your bones. It actually hurts your teeth. In fact, when my daughter came to live with us, she was a young adult. This would have been in 2001. She'd grown up in metro Seattle. And she goes to work in a restaurant as a server. And after a couple of weeks, we're having dinner. And he says, "Dad, how come all these people in St. Louis have white spots on their teeth?" And I said, "Well, honey, here's the deal. That's the outward sign of sodium fluoride poisoning. That's what that is. When you consume sodium fluoride, and once you get to a certain amount of consumption, you start getting white spots on your teeth. So look in the mirror. If you live or used to live in a city that puts sodium fluoride in the water, look in the mirror. If you got white spots on your teeth, that means you have sodium fluoride poisoning, which affects every organ in your body, by the way, adversely. Every organ in your body weakens your bones. I've mentioned this before, but with this radio is out of new people. I told the head of athletics for a major suburban high school, school district, about this and how it weakens bones. And he talked to the older coaches. This is 20 years ago. And the older coaches said, "Yeah, Coach, what John told you is right. We no longer can push these young men like we used to back in the 1960s. If we do, they will break bones. They will break bones." U.S. Army had to change over to running shoes for the troops to run in the Army in basic training, because if they ran in combat boots, they would start breaking bones. This goes back to the 1980s. I ran in the Army in combat boots. None of us had broken bones. Nobody in my outfit had broken bones. It became so common in the 1980s that they had to stop running in combat boots because the young soldiers, men and women, were breaking bones. That's sodium fluoride, ladies and gentlemen. We're killing ourselves. We shouldn't have to put running shoes on these soldiers to run. They should be able to run in combat boots without breaking bones. That's how fragile we've become. These 18, 19-year-old young men and women, the healthiest point in their life, can't run combat boots without breaking bones. What's wrong with that? Something's terribly wrong. We are killing ourselves. The chemicals we put in the water. There is no lead paint problems. The lead is in the water. We're supposed to believe that lead paint was on the wall for a century, then started flaking off and the little kids started eating it. No. The sodium fluoride leaches the lead out of the pipes. Copper pipes are connected with solder. The solder is part lead. And many older pipes in older parts of the city are pure lead. The freshwater pipes are pure lead in the older parts of the city. And the sodium fluoride leaches the lead out into the water. How about that? Okay, that's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extendivite.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.